a lane would be narrow. And it would, in the city it would be paved, but that's because they just use the term lane for a small street. In the country it would not be paved.
The thing along the edge of the street for people to walk on.
The curb or the sidewalk on the curb.
And the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street.
Have no name for that. We didn't have them when I was a child. We lived on Memorial Drive, which had drainage ditches on each side. And you walked on the shoulder of the road.
You didn't have sidewalks at all?
No sidewalks. The shoulders were a shell that hadn't been sprayed with the oily stuff. So you just walked on the loose shell on the side of the road. And that was it.
It's like painful barefoot.
It was. You either got very tough feet or you wore shoes.
If you're walking along the road and an animal jumps out and scares you, you say, I picked up something hard.
I picked up a rock and chunked it at him.
Okay.
Threw it at him.
What's the difference between chunked and threw it?
Not any.
And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you say, well, I guess there's
nobody's home or there's nobody here.
And say someone had come to see you and your husband messing out in the yard, he might say, well,
she's in the house?
Okay.
All right.
And something that people drink for breakfast.
Coffee or tea.
And
I like tea.
If you wanted someone there, wanted you ready, you say, I guess I have to go.
Make some coffee.
And talk about putting milk in your coffee. Some people like it. How?
With cream, I would say.
Or talking about milk. Some people like it.
Heat it up. To heat up the milk, and you make cafe au lait when you mix equal parts of hot coffee and hot milk. That's good.
What do you call coffee that doesn't have milk in it?
Black coffee.
Any other name?
No.
What about drinking coffee barefooted?
Never heard that. It's cute, but I never heard it. I use black coffee to mean without anything. Many people use it to mean with sugar in it, but no cream. But I would not say that. If I say, do you want your coffee black, and you said yes, I would bring you plain coffee with nothing in it.
Mm-hmm. Comment on, you say some people eat cornflakes dry, but most people like them.
With milk.
And someone's walking in your direction, you say he's coming straight.
Straight towards me or straight at me. I might say he's coming straight at me.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to...
To meet up with, or no, I wouldn't say that really. I'd say I met so-and-so.
What about
downtown.
Happened to run?
Or run into somebody. Yeah, I just ran into her at the grocery store.
Okay. And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, you'd say they named the child...
After her mother.
And...
Might say for her mother, but I'd probably say named her after.
Talking about distance, you'd say, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a...
It's just about something, or it's a...
It's just a little...
Little way?
And if you've been traveling and still had about 500 miles to go, you'd say you still
got
a...
long way to go.
And something was very common, and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You'd say, oh, you could find that just about...
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over.
Backwards.
And this way.
Frontwards. Or forward. Either way.
And say if you had been fishing, they asked you, did you catch it? You might say, no, what a one.
Not a one.
What about Mary?
Mary sounds country. And Mary sounds old-fashioned more than anything.
Have you heard that used?
Yeah.
How would people use it?
Mostly facetiously with people I know. I've heard people, particularly older people in smaller towns, would say nary a one. But I've even heard some say not airy a one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually nary a one. And it does. It sounds quaint and old-fashioned rather than of a social level. Because people of any social level might have used it 50 years ago.
Say if